Kent Jacobs term as chair is coming to an end this summer. Forecast show a chance for showers during the morning, followed by cloudy skies this afternoon and into the evening. Winds from 5 to 15 miles an hour, an expected high of 62 degrees and an overnight low of 48 degrees. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789 in Texas. At that same number, my guest is Dr. Michael Rosen. Let's go to the phone line. CJ, you have a question or comment?
Yes, thanks for taking my call, Earl. I'm curious, did your guest support when the Democrat Party was going to have a convention in Milwaukee?
I did not.
Really? No. I'm shocked. Okay.
I'm glad to shock you. I'm sorry to shock you.
Hey, CJ, why are you shocked? Do you think that everybody is a hypocrite in some way, shape, or form? There are people who stand on their values and principles.
My argument is, and I hope you get a chance to look at the paper as well, but my argument is that there's no, as I said, I have some political and moral arguments, but also the economic argument. You can make an argument that smaller events, for example, Milwaukee is now talking about building a small soccer stadium. That will both promote economic development in the city and have a positive impact. In fact, the study that I've referred to, which studied all these political conventions, at the very end of the study, if you give me just a moment to quote it, at the very end of the study, it says, cities may be better served by pursuing a larger number of small and medium-sized events that result in less crowding out, lower housing, hosting and security costs, and less leakages of visitor spending from the local economy. And I think that's good advice. And I wouldn't be opposed to some of the conventions or other activities. I was not opposed to so I would just say briefly to answer your question. Yes, I was opposed to that because I don't think political conventions are good for the cities that hold them. And I think the evidence is clear on that.
CJ, what are your thoughts on this characterization of the Republican Party?
Sad. Because I don't associate every Democrat with Antifa. So I think it's unfair for him to group every Republican to be racist.
He said the party. He didn't say.
We Republicans.
Go ahead.
Well, I think we Republicans see Milwaukee as a sad situation where the same thing has been done over 40 years and the same issues still are there. So who's in control of that city, I think, plays a role. But to group every person because of a particular group that may, now I maybe would look at if they were part of the Republican platform, but they're far from that. So I am certainly against what the doctor is saying as far as every Republican is the way he claimed we are, because we're not. Okay. And I think it's sad when people that you want to continue the divisiveness, you call us what you want to call us. But I think it's wrong. It just pushes this divisiveness.
Okay,
more.
CJ, we got you. Thank
CJ,
you very much for the call.
Let me clarify, CJ. I did not call every Republican racist. What I said was that the RNC has embraced racists such as the Proud Boy and the KKK. They've defended them as very good people. And that 66 in polls, two-thirds of Republicans have embraced and support the racist theory, the great replacement theory. That's not every Republican, because that means 33% don't. You referenced the Republican Party platform. My understanding is that at the last RNC convention, they didn't even adopt the platform. They just said that they were going to back Donald Trump's policies. Donald Trump's policies were policies, frankly, that embraced authoritarianism, that led an insurrection to try to stop the peaceful transfer of power, the constitutional peaceful transfer of power. And as I said, he opened the doors to the Republican Party to white supremacists. And that's unfortunate. I know there are some people in the Republican Party who don't embrace that, but unfortunately, that is what the party itself has embraced. And that's why people who are conservative, many people who are conservative, like Charlie Sykes locally, have left the Republican Party, or at least are not in support of the current Republican Party. I'll leave it at that.
Let's go back to the phone line, Sam. Who do we have up next?
Up next is Maddie from Milwaukee.
Hey, Maddie, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Thank you, Earl. I'm a longtime Milwaukee resident like yourself. And I'm just curious about the RNC or the DNC hosting a convention here. First of all, I've been listening, so I'm learning. But could they possibly do them both? Or if there was a choice, would it be in favor of the RNC? Because Milwaukee really is a Democratic city. Would we have a voice, a choice? That was my question.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Dr. Rosen?
Well, I mean, the city can invite anybody to hold a convention.
You are opposed to conventions, period.
And it did invite the Democratic Party to host its convention in the city. I would argue that, and of course, that got preempted by COVID. So the city has attempted to host both. And I think one of the reasons that it now is so actively seeking the Republican convention is because it put a lot of work into getting the Democratic convention, and it feels like this is, you know, to justify that work and benefit from that work. But my argument is that national political conventions do not have the economic bang that is claimed, whether they're Democratic conventions or Republican. That's what the study proves. And that given where the Republican Party, what the Republican Party of today stands for, that we should not be inviting them into the city. The fact is that if it was the Republican Party of 1855, I'd say invite them because it was an anti-slavery party. But now it's a great replacement party. It's a party that wants to stick it to Milwaukee. It's a party that has cut Milwaukee's funding, slashed the funding, both of Milwaukee Public Schools and for the city, making it harder for the city to provide the people who live here with police protection, fire protection, quality education, sanitation. You can go through the forestry, all of the things that the city provides, parks and recreation, although parks are mainly the county, but it's also cut the shared revenue of the county. And it's made it very difficult for the political elected leaders to provide the public resources that this community needs because they've cut the funding. So there's no reason for us to invite them to this city.
Sam, who do we have up next?
Up next is Eric from Tosa.
Hey, Eric, thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hello, Earl. Hello, to your guest today, Dr. Rosen.
How are you?
First of all, I'd like to remind CJ that it's the Democratic Party, not the Democrat Party. I'm just doing a little, you know, a little solid for CJ there to remind him of that. But what you're saying financially, I know if people were to look at the Olympics are often a financial loser for the host city as well in the end. And I wonder also, and what you're saying about the RNC and the Republican Party and what they represent and things like that, it's not about the individuals. It's about literally the party itself, their policies. And it's not, you know, true the Democratic Party has, you know, had a lot of control in Milwaukee, but as you said earlier, it's the state policies that have wrecked Milwaukee from without, the Republican state policies in particular. And so I was wondering too, I honestly have to apologize, I haven't read your article, but does it mention the fact that the protests will be gigantic in Milwaukee if they have a Republican convention here in 2024? And I will be there personally. I can guarantee you I will be there. And the fact that literally the Republican Party and Fox News, et cetera, will then capitalize on this, just like in 68, the 2020 marches, you know, any kind of violence, any kind of, you know, damage to property is going to be footage for them to play in 2024 and damn the Democrats with it. So I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
A great call, man. Thank you very much. Dr.
Yeah,
Rose?
Yeah, I think your point about the Olympics is very good. And in several national conventions, the one that took place in Charlotte, North Carolina, they actually lost money. They were ended up in debt. And there's a couple other examples of that. Actually, which a conservative columnist in Wisconsin who opposed the Democratic convention, he did good research on that. And if any listeners are interested in it, I could provide that. I forget exactly the or if you go online and you just look for political economic impact of conventions, it'll show up. It's something like Badger News or something like that. I forget the exact website, but it was a very good article. In terms of the protests, you're right. And people who say that this will put the city on the map, from the point of view of the city downtown, the city's already on the map. The reason Milwaukee isn't more on the map is because we have not addressed the historic structural racism and inequality. And so as a result, we have two Milwaukees that for those of us that live in the city. One Milwaukee is downtown. It's the Pfizer Forum. It's the Deer District. Excuse me. It's Water Street.
Yeah.
It's MSOE. It's the hotels and restaurants.
It's beautiful.
You know, and it's a great place for people with money to party and even, you know, middle class people to enjoy and party, go to a Bucks game once in a while, although you sit in the nosebleeds.
Yeah.
But that's one part of the city. But the other part of the city is the south side and the north side, where black workers and working class families who
struggle
have levels of extreme poverty, even though they're working.
Some of the worst in the nation.
Yep. Among the worst in the nation. You have extreme poverty. And until this city addresses that issue, and it spills into the, it spills into the downtown.
Hold the thought, Dr. Rosen. Okay. Got to go to the break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.